Now, the other thing we need to talk about is Live and Local. Live and Local's back after a few months off.
Yep, we've had a couple of months off over the winter. And yeah, now we're back. And because we're on the night before the ukulele festival, I've made this next Live and Local a ukulele special.
Yep.
So we've got Nikki Keys, who of course everybody knows as a keyboard player and possibly also as a guitar player, but he plays the ukulele as well. So.
This doesn't surprise me.
No.
I'm sure he's multi-talented.
Yep, he probably plays everything, but he's going to do a few ukulele songs. So am I. Wilkie Mack, Lynn plays the galele, which is a cross between a guitar and a ukulele.
I bumped into her the other day. I don't think she knew what the name of it was. Because it was when we were making up names on the spot, because it's a combined ukulele and
guitar.
Yeah. So it could have many names.
Okay.
Not really. That's just a conversation. Who else?
Me, Nikki Keys, Wilkie Mack.
Or maybe it was the bass ukulele that we didn't know the name of.
Right, yes, because she knows that the galele is called the galele.
Yeah,
and it's a beautiful sounding instrument, and she does some lovely things with it. The Blukes, who are Raglan's newest ukulele group,
mm-hmm.
I keep joking that they should have called themselves the Husbands, because I think they're all partners of people who are in the Blister Sisters.
Right, and they wanted to join in, but they weren't allowed.
Pretty much. So the Blukes have their Blokes group, and then the Blister Sisters. Yeah.
Right, so that's a full-on... Usually you have about three acts, but that feels like five or more.
That is five, so most of the acts we're just doing 15 minutes. So, yeah,
okay.
Just three or four songs each.
So Live and Local, Friday night.
Yep, at the Old School Arts Centre, 7:30, doors open at 7, Koha admission.
Yeah, and that started off as a COVID thing, but or as a thing to keep musicians busy through COVID who weren't otherwise getting stuff, it's carried on.
Yeah, the Arts Centre had the MSD COVID Resilience Funding, and I'd had an idea for doing some sort of performance cafe thing, but the budget didn't add up, and so, yeah, those two things came together, and we ran with the MSD COVID Resilience Funding for a year, and then we got funding, fully funded, from Waikato District Council Creative Communities to run for another year, and we also have sponsorship from Mark Frost from Bailey's Real Estate. He brings the workshop beers and the really nice carrot cake that we serve at interval. And then this year, part of the reason we had a couple of months break is we didn't get as much funding this year. If there are people out there looking for things to sponsor, we are looking for another sponsor for Live and Local.
But the Koha also contributes as well.
It does.
People should be aware, yeah. And are you looking for more acts, more musicians?
Because now we started up again. Obviously, the September show is all booked. I have a couple of spots in the October show. There's a 15-minute spot in the October show because we have some belly dancers in October.
Okay, all right.
15-minute segment.
So it's not purely music. That should be pointed out, because you've had poems and all sorts.
Poets, comedians, clowns, circus acts. Yeah, it's...
I haven't been to all of them. I missed some of those.
It's basically anything that you can do on a small stage. In the sets are normally 25 to 30 minutes, but if you've got something that only takes 10 or 15 minutes, you can do a half set. And they're all paid, the sets. That's what the funding's for. Obviously it tends to be mostly singer-songwriters, but we're not restricted to that by any means. We've had authors reading from their books and jugglers and all sorts of things.